We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline this morning is Mayor Stephen Phillip of Jersey City. Mr. Mayor, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Bridget.
I understand you're looking to buy out municipal workers with at least 15 years experience to try to deal with this, what, $70 million financial impact?
Yeah, I mean, every city probably across the country is going to be dealing with hardships from COVID-19. And the reality is that the sooner you could start making plans to plug budget holes, the better off residents, taxpayers, renters are going to be. So we're looking at today and the healthcare issues, but we're also trying to focus on what's going to be happening in 3, 4, 5 months from now.
Right. So can you explain how it works? I understand it's 15 years or more. Explain.
So basically the way it works is that if you have 15 years or more, we offer you a cash payment of 25% of your salary or $20,000, whichever one is greater, and you leave with all your accrued benefits, and then we don't fill the spot. So generally speaking, if the average salary for an employee is about $60,000, we're going to recoup that investment from a budget standpoint in about 6 or 7 months, and that'll help us long term with cutting costs. But it's going to be one part of kind of a multidimensional approach to solving the budget issue. That's about $22 million potential is what we're looking at with that one.
Okay, you answered my next question. I understand about 400 people would be eligible for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's about salaries about $22-23 million, and assume a significant portion take that. That's how we're going to chip away at that $70 million gap. So, you know, every city in New Jersey is going to be facing this, and certainly New York as well. So you got to figure creative ways to start dealing with it. And if your municipality or city is not talking about their budget issues yet, they're probably doing a disservice to the residents.
Hmm. I understand Jersey City reached a sad milestone Friday. You're the first municipality in the state to report at least 1,000 positive COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, we're close to about 1,700 now, so it's growing pretty significantly, and we have 47 fatalities, unfortunately, including one councilman and a friend of mine. But, you know, we were very early in setting up our own testing sites. We set up two testing sites in Jersey City, so we were kind of the first municipality in New Jersey to do our own testing. And so the more testing you do, the more positives you're going to have, but also the more data that's important to fighting this. So we don't necessarily view the big number as being a bad thing. We kind of view it as access to more information, which will help us target the areas of the city that really need more help.
Right. By the way, Mayor, our condolences on the passing of Councilman Michael Young. We saw your release about that. Let's talk a little bit about what New Jersey Governor Murphy is saying, that we are starting to flatten the curve, but you don't want people to get relaxed, right, about social distancing.
Yeah, I mean, we saw yesterday our biggest jump in fatalities, and we still see an increase in the number of new cases. So we're still on, you know, heightened alert, and we're not taking our foot off the gas by any stretch of the imagination with regards to, you know, making sure that people are aggressive about social distancing. We're hopeful that we're turning the corner, but we still, I think, have a long ways to go before I'd be comfortable saying that the data points to the fact that we're reached the next level here.
Yeah, in some places in New Jersey, people seem to not be getting the message. We covered a party over the weekend that had to be broken up. Is your municipality reporting those kinds of problems or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixed bag. You have some residents that are really responsible, and you continue to have some people that are not. And that's a problem and a challenge for us because, you know, I know that some people have taken a more heavy-handed approach, but that's not necessarily helpful either. You write a ticket that necessarily won't get paid over time and just sticks with the person. That's not helpful. If you try to arrest somebody, you're putting them in jail or you're putting them with other people, which isn't helpful. And when the police interact with some of these people, if those people are COVID positive, it also has an impact on our own police powers because people end up on the police side. We're seeing significant deficiencies in manpower and people coming to work because of COVID-19. So there's a lot of layers to how we interact and what we can do responsibly. You know, I look at it and say, at this point, everybody's aware of what they should be doing, and we just hope that people act responsibly with the guidelines that we've set out.
All right. Mayor Stephen Fulop of Jersey City helping us get the message out. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Bridget, thank you so much.